Welcome. Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, fellow slaves of the global plantation. The Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show. We're the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child trafficking Satanists. Is Vinnie's jokes. So I'd like to welcome everybody to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We're supposed to have a guest, I believe, Doc Cannabis, but he's not replied to his request. So, unfortunately, or fortunately, there's just me and you, the caller. 512-248-8252 is the number to ring in. 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. And we do have a little bit of news for you, especially on my front, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't been listening to the other streams that I have been on. In fact, this is my first show back because last Sunday in the United States, Monday in New Zealand, I was in court during showtime, so obviously wasn't able to do my broadcast. And so some of the listeners on RBN might have been wondering, where was Vinny, you know, has he gone to jail or something like that? And, you know, I was trying to keep you all in suspense. No. Really, I was just exhausted after, I think I did like 10 American shows in 2 weeks or something. And normally I'm doing one, maybe two or three shows a week. So it was a lot of work for me and for Rebecca to look after Alfie while I was doing all those shows, you know, promoting my case and that sort of thing on the international networks. And when we went in to the court, it said that our court case was going to be at 2:15 p.m. even though we were there at 9 a.m. you know, local time. And we went around, talked to the registrar, and it turns out that no, it was 10 a.m. as was originally planned. And Calvin from Counterspin Media had come in to support us on the day, and he'd seen the 2:15 p.m. thing and had taken off because he had other things to do. You know, it was just like, oh man, what a shame. It seems like sabotage, doesn't it? A little bit, maybe, perhaps, who knows. But in either case, during the court case itself, you could see a lot of our supporters catching up with a few Z's. It was, oh man, watching paint dry. There was once this guy, apparently in the UK Film Licensing Board, have to sit through every movie that is put in front of them. And so what this guy did is he painted a wall and then submitted a 10-hour movie of that painted wall drying. And they had to sit through the whole thing. It was like that. It was like watching paint dry, man. It was so dull. There were some highlights, though. Billy's lawyer, there's a little bit of a scratch on the feed there from RBN. RBN, could you mute your microphone while we're on the air at the moment? We still haven't gotten that that bug scratched out, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm sorry. So yeah, it's been somewhat of a difficult thing to deal with, because when you're oh my goodness, I've got so many people texting me and calling me and little technical problems and things like that while I'm trying to speak. Isn't it difficult when you're being the producer, you know? So, yeah, it's like you were sitting there, and when we started this, we were up on three separate charges, and those three charges were basically we organized a protest, we attended a protest, and we remain silent in custody. These are crimes in New Zealand. And Billy's lawyer after two of those charges had been subsequently, you know, thrown out, and were left with the one of attending the protest, which under the COVID-19 rules is illegal, unlawful, or whatever term they try to claim for it. But basically, we'd already been sentenced to 3 months in prison. We're now at the appeal. And the one charge that remains, and the one thing that we're being punished for 3 months in prison, was we were standing within 2 meters of another person. All right? The madness, you would think. Absolute madness. And the courtroom erupted in laughter because of the ridiculous nature of it. And my lawyer was Nathan Batts, and he helped New Zealand Doctors for Science, NZDSOS. It was these doctors who basically were trying to bring up the science during the plague, and of course getting shut down and what have you. So he's got a bit of a pedigree in terms of what the law needs to be applied as, right? You know, when you're playing football or soccer or cricket or baseball, right? There's certain rules that you've got to follow. So many balls, so many outs, so many ins, whatever. And this judge that we had, Judge Peter Winter, apparently, according to my lawyer, had a look at, I don't know, nearly a dozen or so protocols that this judge should have followed that he didn't. Like, as if he had some kind of a personal vendetta against Billy and myself. And towards the end of the day, when everybody's tired and things of that nature, the police prosecutor, during the... who during the day had, in my, you know, opinion, had said some things that were not entirely accurate. One might call them lies, but maybe not. And then our lawyers would correct him and show the evidence and all the, on the submissions and things of that nature. I found that quite annoying, and apparently so did the judge. Because towards the end of the day, the judge wasn't treating him with a whole bunch of, shall we say, patience. And that was kind of heartening, I guess, to see, because you had this thing going on for nearly 2 years. In, what was it, in 11 days, it'll be 2 years' time. That we've been under bail conditions from our arrest. And Billy's paid, like, I think he's had 97,000 in legal fees. You know, he's paid off about 60,000 of them. I think I've had well over 20. I think I've got $6,000 worth of legal fees yet. And at the moment, the US dollar, thankfully, or not thankfully, depending on which side of the thing you're going on, has a high transaction rate against the New Zealand dollar. So what that means is those people who are donating in US dollars, it winds up being a lot more New Zealand dollars per buck. You know what I'm saying. So if anybody is out there, I would like to encourage them to go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Apparently, we had vinnyeastwood.com working, but it's not working anymore, and so there's some kind of issue with that. And I texted the guy who set it up for me, and he hasn't replied. So thevinnyeastwoodshow.com is where people have to go now at the moment. So yeah, that's a unfortunate little technical side note for people. And so yeah, I'm facing so many simultaneous life crises at the moment. You know, things are not good with Vinnie Eastwood. in most ways that you can't be good, you know. Imagine you've got a stable home environment and everything's all happy, and you can get your work done and, you've got everything you need to survive, and you've got your friends, and you've got your band, and you've got your platform, and that kind of thing. And all of those things get taken away at once, you know, then you're just left with, I don't know, a pretty depressing start to every day, I think. You know those times when you're awake and you know you're awake and it's real early in the morning and you've gone to bed early or something like that, but you don't get out of bed, you know, you just don't, because you can't will yourself to do it, really. That's what this morning and a lot of mornings have been like. It's been very difficult to will myself to get things done. And I know there's a lot of people who are relying on me in essence, you know. Of course, the network, you know, Vinny, you got to do your show. And of course, it's currently 9:11 a.m. You know, have you ever noticed that when you look at clocks, when you're a conspiracy theorist, you always see 33, 9:11, 7:7, something like that, you know. Just interesting side note. But yeah, the days are real tough at the moment, and I'm not dealing with it particularly well. And I think I've brought this all on myself, really. And it's just a question of how do you just will yourself through it and do what you have to do to get the job done, you know, give yourself a purpose in life. Because what was his name? Eric Spitfire gave me a call the other night, tried to record it, but he couldn't get it working. But anyway, we had a good conversation because he was asking me, Vinny, what's the point? I mean, we're asking you, the listener, you know, in part to this as well, what's the actual point? Because if you're being censored, and so many of us, listening audience and the hosts themselves as well, are often fairly traumatized individuals, or rather just individuals with unresolved trauma. I think that's a fair thing to say about the vast majority of the listenership and the participation in the global truth movement. I think we're people with unresolved trauma. You know, this is nothing necessarily wrong with us or whatever. It's just injustice or unfairness or what have you has been done, and we don't like it, and we don't like where it's heading. And we would rather have something done about it so that other people in future don't have the similar terrible, probable things that have happened to us, whether they be psychological or financial or sexual or whatever. There's umpteen different things that can traumatize you in a New World Order-controlled society. And I was on a show recently with David Gary and a couple of other guys who were like urging me to use the word Jew, you know, and just like, as a Jew-controlled society. It's just like, well, I mean, there's certain evidence for that. I just don't think it's the whole picture. And generally, people, as soon as you say the word, you know, they just clap up on you, and you're cast out. You know, nobody wants to listen. And it's interesting though, because it happens with people. You know, they have an inability to detach the emotional component of the information, okay? So let's say we're talking about, I don't know, it could be anything. It could be bacteria, it could be volcanic tephra, or any number of cerebral topics. But let's say that particular bacteria killed your sister. Or that particular volcanic tephra choked your mother to death or something like that. You would see these very cerebral, generally, topics a bit more personally. And what's difficult to discern is that some of these topics that we discuss, whether it be whether demons are really real, or whether aliens are really real, whether they kidnap people, or what the government does to experiment on people, or satanic pedophile child trafficking ritual sacrifice kind of cults, you know, sort of thing. These things are just words, okay? But to really delve into them, especially to talk to or listen to people who've experienced these things, is far more than just the words, okay? It's you're enduring more trauma, I believe, by listening to shows and following up with the news and stuff like that as a person with unresolved trauma, all right? And I'm not sure that that's necessarily the best thing, because I don't know how I'm coping with it terribly, but I certainly don't cope with it by watching Truth Media all the time talking about all the horrible things that are going on, and for some people they love that, you know, they've got the energy for it, and I used to be like that. I'm just not like that anymore. And I was talking with David Gary about this, about we're the old men now. All right, we're old, we're set in our ways, and we've got all this knowledge and all this experience, and now, basically, because of deplatforming, none of us have a way of giving that experience to a wide audience, as we once perhaps did. And that's difficult, because now there are much younger, far more energetic people, like we used to be, naive, like we used to be, and they are basically starting up from scratch and getting these huge audiences when they have very little experience with which to actually share to an audience. And what is it like when you're put out to pasture? Maybe that's what it's like for us guys in the talk radio gig, like, because I don't even know what people are into these days. You know, they're into podcasts. I mean, my friend DK told me about a new platform called Kick. I'd never heard of it. You know, apparently a video platforming like Twitch or DLive or whatever the hell. And there's just all these new things, so many of them, whereas back in the day it was very simple. You just go to YouTube, you just go to Google. This is before they censored them and took them over and really destroyed what beauty they had. I remember when you were able to customize your own YouTube channel. You could have backgrounds, banners, borders, top videos, featured playlists, and all sorts of things to arrange and really make it quite personal. It was like a beautiful website kind of thing. And then they just stripped it all back and it all went grey. And you used to be able to make money, you know, you could make hundreds of dollars every show and get thousands of listeners, and now you get nothing, and you get maybe a couple of dozen listeners. You know, they've really destroyed platforms that the old guard, the people who have been doing this back in the day, but since before YouTube was a censorious platform, they've really done a disservice to humanity, I think, by deplatforming us. You know, if I really thought about it, there's a geometric amount of knowledge embedded in the work that I do. Most of it I've forgotten, and the vast majority of it people won't even ever see. And all that knowledge seems to be going away now, and that's a sad thing, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll see you after the break at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, live on RBN.
I'm suspect in a bootleg investigation.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening. listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show on thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, broadcasting live on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'd like to take a moment to check the chat rooms here, and I still haven't even gone live on the Facebook either. So welcome those of you who are just now listening into Facebook, and welcome Milieu and WCB99 and Nothing Fancy in the chat room of the Twitch. And we've got Amos, Mark, Hubs, Bygum, Donnelly, and Savage Lestrom, and Beach Baby, and Edward Abodo. Edward, thank you so much for tuning in, absolutely every single one of you, because each and every one of you is like 20% of the audience. Now, we've got real bad times over here at the Vinnie Eastwood Show, ladies and gentlemen. I just can't tell you. So I would like to reach out for a little bit of help if I can. I'm sorry about the clicking there, and I'll also have to bring up the display here for those of you on the viewing audience to have a look at the Vinnie Eastwood Show, because honestly there is so much archives on here that you can't even really find unless you know what you're looking for. For example, one I tried to look for this morning was Curtis, right? Because I wanted to see a show with Curtis the Illuminated One, Curtis Davis, and I found it over here. And if we search and do like a little thing, you can have a look at this show from April 17th, 2012. Occult Mysteries Explained Panel, Mark Passio, Freda X, Curtis Davis the Illuminated One, and Vinnie Eastwood. Right, that's from 2012, guys, and that's just like an incredibly powerful interview. Got a interview with Lennon Honor on there that was right after that. It's just like the archives of the Vinnie Eastwood Show are so massive that it really is difficult to calculate, you know. And there's really a lot of history here that you can still get in the audio format that you really can't get anywhere else. And people like Penny Bright, famed activist in New Zealand, exposing white-collar criminals, you know, she's no longer with us anymore. And, of course, those things aren't on the internet in terms of YouTube, and they're not really terribly Googleable and what have you. So it's really quite a sad shame that more people can't get the ability to come out and listen to a lot of these shows, because there's so much knowledge contained with them, so many incredible massive guests, you know, Max Egan, and these are just from 2012, right? So you don't think that they're relevant, but the problem is that with the passage of time, some things become even more relevant, don't they? And how you can really tell is by looking at the past and the way in which it has been done reasonably well by the controllers to destroy all of that which we've created. You know, got shows with Mark Passio, 25th of March 2012, and Henrik Palmgren, 23rd of March 2012. So, you know, guys, the amazing amount of people that we had on here just back in the day. This was just 1 year, and I was doing five shows a week with some of the biggest guests in the game. I remember Pastor Lindsay Williams, former chaplain to the Elite, that archives on here. It's just like incredible the amount of people what we've got. Santos Bonacci, who doesn't do interviews anymore, really. That's the 19th of March 2012, Radio Free Humanity with Frater X, and Max Egan, I had the biggest panels and the biggest guests. I mean, people who don't know who Freighter Rex is, you know, you really don't know nothing about Freemasonry. And this guy wrote a book called The Secret War Inside Freemasonry and explained how it got taken over by the dark occultists and how Freemasonry got corrupted. Now, there's kind of like, you can turn a crucifix upside down and suddenly it's a satanic crucifix. Doesn't mean a crucifix is a bad thing. Kind of like how an all-seeing eye is just a symbol of knowledge and of God and the creator and what have you. There's nothing necessarily evil about that until the Satanists start using it, in which case people everywhere think that it's a bad symbol inherently, when it's not. The things have been corrupted, taken over, you know. And it's like, you see this amount of stuff, and it could be on, what's it called? We got a show with Jordan Maxwell here, 14th of March, 2012. And you understand how important it is to have a lot of these things, especially the elders in the truth community who are no longer with us, people like Penny Bright in New Zealand or Jordan Maxwell in the United States. And all these archives are here, and all you got to do is just search for them on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and you'll be able to find them. Especially if you're on a computer. On a computer it's much easier because you can do Control F, right, or Command F, and you can search for any name that you want. I remember Michael Murphy over here making the world, What in the World Are They Spraying, documentary and that kind of thing. So, yeah. Oh, here we go. We're heading off to break, guys. We'll see you just after these messages, I guess. Well, apparently not right away, but yes. Go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and search up some of these archives, ladies and gentlemen. Just leave us a donation if you can, please. That would be lovely. Vinnie Eastwood, guilty as charged. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the very exciting Vinnie Eastwood Show. Caller lines are open if you so choose. The number is 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443 if you want to call in. And we'd very much like to have you. The chat rooms are also open, ladies and gentlemen, so please rock on in there to the Twitch chat, the Facebook chat, and the YouTube chat. So Vinnie Eastwood across the board, ladies and gentlemen, simultaneously with three computers and a radio network going, and the lovely Ralph Engel at KiwiRadio.nz is hijacking the RBN stream for us. Isn't that nice of him? Speaking of which, I have to kind of mute RBN's sort of like feed in the background here. There's a bit of static on the line, which, you know, I find it a little bit distracting, don't you? You know? So we're trying to get it sorted out. We got it sorted out once upon a time, and now it's come back. So it's just like, you know, the old-fashioned thing is just blame Israel. Okay, like, bro, it's obvious. Now, what have we got? We've also got Conrad Rogos on the show. Conrad, also, I need to come on your show when you've got time. I'm now free to move around again, as it were, after doing 2 week shows and having Rebecca taking care of the baby. I had to sort of do, like, what would be considered like a lot of housework? I don't know. I think I did the dishes like 7 times, like yesterday. you know how, like, whenever you have, like, a cup of tea or a sandwich or something like that, there's always something, you know, a knife, a plate, a fork, or a teaspoon or a cup or something like that. Just wash them, dry them, put them away, you know, and keep that clean, you know. That was nice. It felt good. But also, my feet hurt for standing in the kitchen for so freaking long yesterday. You got to do what you got to do to make the missus not hate me and be angry with me. But anyway, was Mark Pansio, I was talking with Rebecca about him this morning. You know, she only discovered him a couple years back, you know, like 2020, 2021. And we were just scrolling through the archives of the Vinnie Eastwood show. I've known him since like 2010 or something like that. It was quite ridiculous. I wonder how many shows I've actually done with Pasio, because, like, yeah, dude, so many freaking shows with Pasio. It's unbelievable. Like, what have we got here? Searching Pasio on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. You know, like, what? Like 20 shows or more? 30 shows perhaps? Who knows? Just so freaking many. And that's only the first page of search results. Like, yeah. If anybody knows Pasio, it's me, bro. And I gotta tell you, this guy's like just freaking amazing. And like, I'm gonna put that search page into the chat here for everybody, because honestly, if you want to download some stuff, that'll just blow your mind. Like, Mark Pasio is good. Mark Pasio with Vinnie Eastwood, even better. If I do say so myself, because Mark's style contrasts with mine, I think, so well that it just makes for really great listening. If nothing else, just great shows, bro. Just in general, the kind of knowledge that gets unpacked and stuff, bro, so good. And you get the idea that I've been doing what I'm doing at the level that I've been doing it for so long. And it reminds me of the comedian Bill Bailey and his DVD Tinselworm that my sister Janine gave me for Christmas one year, I believe. Or was it a birthday? I forget. But anyway, he was talking about how people were praising him for his rise to success and that kind of thing. And he was like, no, I had to do the same thing day in and day out for nearly 40 years before I actually started to become successful. And what am I in? I think I'm in year 15, 16 years so far. So it's going to be a while to go before I become successful. I mean, is it going to happen? Can it even happen in the truth movement in this day and age, right? Like, I know that there's lots of people out there who've got shows, who are successful, and they've got sponsors and that kind of thing. I'm just like, I'm a severely traumatized individual, you know. There's a lot of people out there who have abilities that I just don't have. I've got abilities that a lot of other people just don't have. So, you know, what I need is really partnership and help and support and things of that nature, and people to do the I dotting and T crossing while I'm writing this fucking, writing this huge thing out to pasture. That's basically what it feels like now, though. Kind of going into the bowels of the legal system. It's painful. Oh, Lord, is it painful, and it's so dull, it's so bleeding, disastrously dull, and there's no end to it. It just keeps going. It just keeps going on and on and on. It's like a toothache that never goes away. That's what a legal system is. And I was talking with V on the Red Pill radio broadcast the other night, and he was talking about how he gets away with it is he just pays his lawyer to defer the case, delay it. And delay it and delay it and delay it and delay until eventually they just give up and they just let him off. It's just, oh man, can you get away with it when you're done in my position where like the country's cameras were there and everybody heard about it and saw it and stuff like that, and the internet made huge fun of us while we were unable to defend ourselves because we were banned from accessing the internet for 6 weeks. Man, how do you get over stuff like that, you know, when it's done to you by somebody else, right? You're supposed to take personal responsibility for all the stuff that happens to you, right? It's, no, I didn't do it to me, per se, but the circumstances were there where I could have not had it happen to me. And now I need to figure out ways of getting around that. Or maybe there's just a lesson in there, right? What is the lesson behind 2 years of basically having annoying bail conditions or just constant stress of possibly going to jail and what have you? What's the hallmark about that? Have I broken down? Have I stopped doing shows? No, I'm still chugging along, kind of thing. I can do my work, and that's, I think, a good thing, right? Even when you're going through really bad stuff, at least still you've got your work. And although virtually nobody gets to hear it, and I would like some help with that, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're sharing out these links on Telegram and Twitter and Facebook and various other social media platforms that I either don't have accounts in or have never heard of, which is why I don't have accounts on them, but that would be nice as well. And can you add me on minds.com, M-I-N-D-S, and also tlbtalk.com. Tlbtalk's V I was mentioning earlier, has been a bit of a red pill crusader, was a targeted individual back in the day. And you had this kind of thing where you know that the social media is going to be censored. It's going to be, right? And so you wanted to create your own truth-based platform for it. And it's still in the early stages, you know. And at one point, Facebook was in its early stages in infancy, or YouTube was, or whatever. I remember back in the day, part of the reason why I had over 6,000 videos on my YouTube channel is because back in the day, you could only upload 15-minute videos at a time. For a significant period of time, that's what I had to do. And because I did a lot of public meetings and things like that, there would be like part one of 16 or part three of 18, you know. Oh, excuse me. It's very cold in my office here. So the thing that really happened was you had a lot of split up kind of stuff, and that's what you have to do on TLB Talk. They only allow for 1 minute videos, like TikTok kind of thing. And I don't do 1 minute videos, you know. I mean, maybe I should start, you know. I mean, there's so many things I've got to do and so many things distracting me from them and so many bad habits, you know. You got to work on them all, you know. One at a time would be nice, but unfortunately everything hits you all the time, all day, you know. It's man, it's a frustrating thing, life, isn't it, sometimes? But yeah, regardless, I do want to welcome all of you that are in the chat room, and including a first-time chatter, Truth Seeker Donald. He says it's winter out there. Yeah, in New Zealand it is winter. And strangely, like yesterday, and I say it's strange, it was like a sunny day for like a couple of hours. And I was like, whoa. That makes you feel like good. And then, of course, it clouded over. But it didn't rain. And when I got up this morning, my path was still dry. And I was like, whoa. Whoa, bro. I could get used to this. Like, not raining during the day or the night. That's the first time that's happened. And like, a long
time.
Okay. It is unbelievably wet in Auckland, New Zealand, bro. Oh my god, I nearly freaked out the other day when I was walking down the road in New Lynn, and I noticed that the sidewalk was dry. You know, I just freaked out. Like, I wasn't prepared for it. every freaking day it's raining. Every goddamn freaking day. You know, it's driving me freaking crazy. And I'm not the only person being driven crazy, okay? Bygum says he's had about 4 days sun in 2 months. Yeah, that sounds like heaven. Like, I think I've had maybe 2 days without rain in the last 6 months, maybe. And what was it? I think there was been 2 weeks, all right? Like, around about Christmas and around about Easter, all right? Those 2 weeks were, like, beautiful, all right? Absolutely gorgeous. Every other day, apart from those 2 weeks, in the last year, like since like this time last year, like maybe May of last year, more than a year, all right? What, a year and 3 months, I think. What's that? 15 months. And out of that, you've had maybe 18 days of sun, or 18 days where it didn't rain at all. Do you have any idea how oppressive that kind of weather pattern is to somebody's, like, state of mind? You know? Holy cow. And of course, you would immediately assume it must be HAARP, it must be chemtrail. You know, I think that there's a possibility. I'm certainly not going to rule it out. I just don't have no evidence. What I do have a bit of evidence for is climate records, and that stuff gets wet and then dry, stuff gets cold and then hot, and it's just on a cycle, all right? It happens, and then it comes back. I remember somebody was reading out a newspaper clipping from 1914 saying that they had record ice melt in the Arctic. And if this persisted, then they would have no polar ice within the next 5 years, right? That was in 1914. And guess what? It got colder and it iced up again. And then it got warmer and the ice retreated again. And then it got warm. You see? It's just on a cycle. And people are like freaking out about climate change. Yes, the climate changes. All right, and based upon where I'm sitting, thank goodness it changes, because if it stayed exactly how it was, like it's been for the last over a year, I would have to leave this country, you know, and I don't know how to leave this country exactly. You know, where's the resources? We want to do a Vinnie Eastwood tour. Yes, a Vinnie Eastwood tour of the United States. Vinnie Eastwood was going to come and stay at your house and do a do a gig down at the bar down the street or something like that, bring all the truthers from the area to learn about what it was like living under the tyranny of Jab Zinder. You know, maybe it'll go good. Maybe it'll be a whole lot of fun, because I think at this point in time, you need to have a little bit of fun, don't you? You have to make all this terrible stuff worth it, right? And Mark Hubbs has just said, you know, something that actually started a fight in my household yesterday. Mark Hubbs says, I do a lot of what I call woman's work, you know, cooking, you know, and stuff like that. And that's actually what I said to Rebecca. I feel like I'm doing a lot of woman's work. You know, I want to work, like do man's work. I want to edit things and create stuff and write and perform and make gigs and stuff like that. But I'm folding washing and I'm doing dishes and I'm vacuuming and I'm changing the bed you know, it's just like, I'm doing woman's work and I like it. And she called me a chauvinist. I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, every household you need to do the work, and I'm okay with that and what have you. It's just, as long as I can do my work as well, that's fine. Because if I have to do that all day, every day, and the only thing that I'm bringing into the world is stuff that just needs to be done again the next day, can't do that. You know, women are okay. You know, they can make people. All right, they can make frickin' people, and there's a man cannot surpass that. It doesn't matter how hard he works in AI or whatever, he's never actually going to be able to surpass a woman's ability to create a person, right? And so men build stuff, you know? We build stuff and we know things. It was a great t-shirt that I saw. I'm a man. I make things and I know stuff. No. I fix things and I know stuff. That was hilarious. This kind of thing is just an amazing challenge to go through at this particular point in time in life and that kind of thing. And I am grateful that I've got an audience and especially all the people in the chat rooms and giving me shout outs and stuff like that. Barry Prince is here, Jason Hurd is here, and they're talking about how man-made climate change is a scam. And just like, you know, you can explain it like this. What are the four building blocks of life? Well, you've got sunlight, no life without no sunlight. You've got oxygen, there ain't no life without no oxygen. You've got water, ain't no life without no water. And you've got CO2, you ain't got no life without CO2. All right, so what does the elite do? They say, well, we can't ban oxygen, because everybody knows what oxygen is and they know that they need to breathe. We can't ban water, because they'll die of thirst. And we can't ban the sun. I mean, we can dim it a little bit with our chemtrails and stuff like that, and we can poison the water, you know, and we can poison the oxygen with chemicals and stuff like that, and with the chemtrails and whatnot. But the thing that we can ban, the thing that we can really make people hate and stuff like that, people that people don't really fully understand, CO2, mate, the building block of life. Let's get guys, it's heating the planet up. All right, you're all gonna die unless you ban all your CO2. Stop exhaling. Freaking heck's sake. Just stop it. Stop it. Just die. Right? And then all of a sudden you can raise an entire generation that thinks that them being alive, which is a woman's gift to the world, really, is a bad thing. All right? And not to mention, not only is being alive a bad thing and you're the problem, but also that future that everybody throughout all previous generations of humanity have been planning towards, you know, future generations or future of this, or what are you going to do with your investments after you die, blah, 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 blah. They got none of that, because as far as they know, as far as they're being told, there ain't going to be no tomorrow. Right? You create a perfect slave society who are willing to do the exact opposite of what is good for their life because they don't value it, because they've been told that being alive, sucking in that friggin' oxygen, you are polluting the atmosphere with your exhalation. You know? These poor kids. You know? You're putting too much on their shoulders, mate. That is just going too far. And kids worry about stuff a lot. More than we think that they do. And it's very sad to see that this sort of binary that is existing in humanity right now, those who know what life is, what the value of it is, and those who haven't been shown or actively ignore it, all right, it's causing a schism in mankind. It's like you and I, because we know what we know, because we listen to the things that we listen to and what have you, are like a different species to the bulk of humanity who are, for all intents and purposes, already dead, right? They're numb from the brain down. They're walking around like zombies, completely oblivious to the matrix that has been built for them and is being enclosed around them. And the reason why I started doing all of this, all right, is the reason why you should start doing more as well. It's a good old-fashioned thing. Fear. All right? Fear sells, they say, and what have you. Look, man, when you're dealing with what's ostensibly the enslavement and subsequent extermination of mankind in your thoughts on a day-to-day basis, yes, you will have a lot of fear. But the question is whether or not you allow that fear to disable you, to stop you from doing what you know is right. And I wasn't willing to do that because it was painful to walk around in day-to-day life, doing a day-to-day job, knowing what I knew and knowing that I wasn't doing jack about it. I couldn't live with myself. So here I am, stuck in this thing that I have chosen to stand in and stand for the truth and stand for humanity against all that assails it, and regardless of what it costs me. Why? It's simple. I'm afraid of what life will be like if I stop. Not for everybody else. Of course, that's one of my big fears, is that if something happens to somebody else, it's going to happen to me too. But it's mostly just a personal thing, that I literally can't live with the truth and not do something about it, right? I've been disabled. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for supporting my disability by going to the evenyeastwoodshow.com. And again, go and check out the wonderful archives that we have there. You can go in that search bar and just search the name of anybody who you've currently listened to, you know, or currently listening to in this day and age, and search for them on the vinnyeastwoodshow.com. There's a good chance I've interviewed them, and it's a good chance that it'll be the best interview you've ever heard with them. All right, the Vinnie Eastwood Show guarantee. Thank you very much, folks. We'll see you again sometime.